上个礼拜看到这个生命记。
Last week we were reading a book of Deuteronomy.
啊，从昨天开始我们就进入耶稣亚。
From yesterday on, we started on the book of Joshua.
民数记生命记最后的一个告诉我们的是，把神的话语放在心里面。
The last thing that it was mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy is to put the word of God in our hearts.
特别是摩西在写这首诗歌的时候。
When Moses was writing the song of Moses,
他再一次的告诉百姓怎么样来唱这首诗歌。
He told the people again how to sing this song.
因为我很佩服他这样的一个能力。
I really admire that his ability.
也就是说，他知道以后以色列人会顽梗，会悖逆。
He knew that in the future the people of Israel will be rebellious and stubborn.
仍然告诉我们说，我们要宣告神的大德。
So, but we need to declare the wonders of God, His great deeds.
神他奇妙的手在带领。
That His mighty hand is leading.
看到的是这一个百姓进去以后就开始好像羊没有牧人一样。
So when he described that when people enter this land, that they will be like sheep without a shepherd.
但是他知道神的手绝对不会忽略。
But he knows that the God would hands would not forsake him.
因此呢，他写的不是他们进入迦南美地的那个过程。
So what he wrote is actually about the process of them getting into the land of Canaan.
他所写的是在过后被掳归回以及耶稣的那个时代。
But what he wrote is actually after their captivity and return from exile and the coming of Jesus.
那么他从耶稣那个救赎的一个时代又看到我们的今天的现代。
So what he saw also was the time of salvation of Jesus. He came again in our present time.
当我们看到马丁路德的改教就是因为圣经。
We saw that the Reformation by Martin Luther was because of the Bible.
因为这一些天主教按照圣经的法则去做。
Because these because the Catholics did not go according to the laws and decrees of the Bible.
他曾经被这一个整个的国教这个天主教来判刑。
So he was actually condemned by the Catholics.
但是他一点都不疑惑。
But he did not was not rejected at all.
为什么他要改教？
Why did he want to start the Reformation?
因为不遵照圣经的话。
Because he did not go according to the words of the Bible.
那么这样子的一个勇气
the courage he had
是神的灵在他的里头
because the Spirit of God was on him
圣灵充满了他
so the Holy Spirit filled him
他就跟着圣灵的引导
so he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit
当然我们知道在整个的生命记里面的摩西的诗歌里面讲到七个磐石
so of course in the song of Moses in the book of Deuteronomy there was the rock was mentioned seven times
应该讲到七次的磐石了
So technically speaking, about seven times of the rock.
其中有一次是他自己在那里跌倒的。
So one time he actually fell down or stumbled.
就告诉说，纵然一个神人，他也可能有犯错的时候。
So even though he was the man of God, there's a possibility that he was make mistake.
因此呢，在开始耶稣亚进去的时候，就告诉他要刚强壮胆。
That's why in the beginning of the book of Joshua, he commanded them to be strong and courageous.
因为纵然你很刚强壮胆，也不见得能够把那应许之地完全得到。
So even though you may be strong and courageous, you may not necessarily be able to receive all the promise.
那么何况我们不刚强壮胆的人呢
？Then how about those who are not strong and courageous?
可能连一点机会都没有。
They may not even have a chance at all.
那我们从耶稣亚记就要有这个观念来看。
So when we start the book of Joshua, we do have this concept.
耶稣亚已经是这么样子的有能力，心中有圣灵的人。
Joshua was a man who had the Holy Spirit in him and had such a ability or power in him.
他都有许多未得之地。
He still had a lot of land to claim.
我们看的这一段的圣经章节不是让我们的心里消极。
When we see this verse, it's not for our heart to become discouraged.
应该更让我们看见。如果他都这样努力，都还有许多未得之地。
So, if make us see that even though he had ability and worked hard, he still did not receive everything.
那我们现在的生命是不是更应该加强呢
？Then therefore we should reinforce our lives.
耶稣亚记第一章第三节，我们来读。
So chapter one, book of Joshua, verse three.
耶稣亚记第一章第三节。
Chapter one, verse three, book of Joshua.
二三，请。 凡你们脚掌不踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们。脚掌所踏之地，
you set your foot，
也就是你走过去的。
The places me have gone through，
这个走过去，
The places you've gone through，
不是就这样走进去哈。
It's not just walk in，
要怎么样啊？征战啊！
You need to go into war。
这脚掌就走进去，走去哪里？走去征战之地。
Every place you set your foot on is the place of war。
你想那一些人会乖乖的让你在那个地方啊？我们走，我们就跑了。
So do you think they will just obey you and just leave and or flee？
虽然他们很害怕
，though they were very fearful，
但是他们还是不想走。
But they will not leave。
所以怎么样？赶走。
So if you drive them out，
赶的过程当中就会有征战。
So in the process of driving them out, there's war。
我们的生命里头如何进入那应许之地
？How do we receive into the land of promise through the life？
让耶稣基督在我们的里头成为一个最美好的应许。
So let Jesus Christ become the best promise in our life。
是需要征战。
So but it requires war。
严格讲起来，就是要付代价。
Strictly speaking, it means that you have to pay a price.
这个亚伯拉罕在应许之地的时候
，So Abraham in the land of promise，
为他的太太买了一块坟地。
So he bought the land of burial for his wife.
这个意思就是在应许之地要付代价。
It just means that in the land of promise, you need to pay a price.
他在应许之地买了一个坟地来葬他的太太。
So he bought a plot to bury his wife in the land of promise.
这个表示怎么样？要付代价。
This means that he has to pay price.
那么脚掌所踏之地就是我们要付代价。
Everywhere you set your foot on is the place you have to pay a price.
那怎么样付这个代价呢？
How do we pay this price?
那么我们看到这一个第一个啊，在第七节里面。
So chapter 1 verse 7.
我们来读。
Let's read.
只要刚强大大壮胆谨守遵守除了摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。好，刚强大大壮胆的第一件事情做什么？
So what the first thing to do when you be strong and very courageous？
啊，赶快逃到这个地方，哪个地方去服事。
SoHere, come to maybe to some place.
赶快当小组长。
To become, to serve and to become a cell leader.
不是的哈，这里告诉我们什么
？No, what is it saying here?
刚强壮胆做什么
？What's the first thing to be strong and courageous?
对啦
，Right to be.
原来我们把它有时候呢，就错误的把它颠倒过来。
Sometimes we flip it around.
我们要侍奉，我们要被装备。
So to serve, we need to be equipped.
什么装备呢？就是从神的话语。
It starts from being equipped with the word of God.
那么耶稣呀，怎么样刚强大大壮胆
？So how was Joshua very strong and very courageous?
你如何持续刚强大大的壮胆下去
？If you continue to be strong and very courageous,
就是神的话。
It is the word of God.
遵守神一切的律法。
And you will obey all the laws of the Lord.
那如果我们没有去看
，If we do not see.
我们如何去遵守呢
？How do we obey？
神的灵怎么样去启迪我们的心呢
？So how does the Spirit will stir up our heart？
所以我们必须要去看。
So we need to see。
看神的话语。
Look at the Word of God。
阅读神的话语。
And meditate and on the Word of God。
当我们阅读神话语的时候
，So when we study the Word of God，
我们心里的力量会刚强起来。
And our heart will be strong and very courageous。
当我们阅读神的话语的时候。
The more we read the word of God,
我们心中的眼睛会明亮起来。
The eyes of our heart will be enlightened.
这个明亮起来，看到这个困难不过是我们的踏板。
So we will see that this difficulty is merely a step.
那如果心中没有明亮起来的时候呢
？But if our heart is not enlightened,
这个小小的困难成为我们一生的拦阻。
This small difficulty becomes our lifetime stumble block.
因此第七节跟第八节，我们一起来读第八节二三。
Let's read verse 7 and verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口，不要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。啊，我们今天不要这样做。
So today we are not doing this.
我们今天只要我要我要祷告神，神就要让我顺利。
Today we just want to pray and God will make everything prosperous.
如何让我们这一个道路可以亨通，凡事顺利呢？
How do we make everything prosperous and successful?
律法书不可离开你的口。
The law cannot depart from your mouth.
意思是什么呢？
Meaning?
讲。
You need to speak.
我们最近一直在操练的这种每周神的话。
So every week we have the word of God.
这个礼拜你来，你领受了神的话语，给你的供应是什么？
So this week you receive the word of God, what has it done for you?
哎呀，这句话对我最感动。
This word moved me the most.
我就把感动我这句话，我分享给我的弟兄姐妹。
What I receive, I share with my brethren.
那么他也把他领受到了，分享给我知道。
The other person also share what they receive.
律法书不可离开你的口。
This book of law do not depart from your mouth.
再来呢，总要昼夜思想。
Then you have to meditate on a day and night.
当你这一个领受到这个信息的时候。
So when you receive this message.
或者你每天读圣经的时候。
Or maybe when you read the Bible daily.
主啊，耶稣亚的刚强壮胆跟我有什么关系啊？
You say, ask the Lord, what's his being strong and courageous of Joshua has to do with me?
我应该怎么样来学耶稣亚的那一种刚强？
So how do I become like him, strong and courageous?
他的心中有圣灵，哦，我好像也被圣灵充满了。
He has a Holy Spirit in his heart. I'm also like filled with Holy Spirit.
他心中的圣灵跟我心中的圣灵是不是一样的啊？
Is the Holy Spirit in him is the same as Holy Spirit in me?
如果是一样的，
If it were the same.
主啊，他为什么可以这么刚强，我为什么不可以？
If he was able to be so strong, what can I be?
从神的话语去思想我这一个人的生命。
You start to meditate on your life through the book of the law.
话语就成为教会建造的基础跟根基。
So the word of God becomes the building block of the church.
也成为你信仰的一个根基。
It also the foundation of your faith.
今天很多我们都需要凡事亨通，我们需要凡事顺利。
A lot of people need to be prosperous and successful today.
最重要的就是神教导我们。
The most important is what God teaches us.
把这一个律法书赐下来。
He gave us this book of the law.
就是要让我们顺利亨通。
So as to be prosperous and successful.
但我们看到一个很特别的事实。
But what we see though.
摩西在写这生命记的时候，32章里面已经告诉他们不守这话语。
That in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, Moses said that these people would not obey the words.
摩西还是照写。
But he wrote it anyway.
这一个给我们有一个很大的一个启示。
So this gives us a great reminder or warning.
我们可能也走上这种老路。
We may have walked in this wrong path.
所以我们要思考。
So we need to reflect.
我们要赶快回到神的面前。
We need to quickly turn back to the Lord.
不应该像这以色列人这么样子的硬的景象。
We should not be like the Israelites who were hardened.
我们应该学像耶稣亚一样。
We need to imitate Joshua.
我们来看到第二章第十八节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 18.
当他们要进攻的时候，他们派了两个探子去。
When they were about to enter, they sent two spies.
这两个探子呢，来到了这一个妓女的家中。
These two spies came to the house of Rahab the prostitute.
这个妓女里面呢，她就开始呢，知道他们的来意。
Because the prostitute finally found out their source.
这个是一个很有名的这一个事迹。
This is a very famous story.
但是最主要，我们今天来看到十八节。
But most important, we're going to look at verse 18.
我们来到这地的时候
，When we come to this land,
你们要把这条朱红绳线线绳系在坠我们下去的窗户上。
You must tie the scarlet cord in the window through which you let us sound.
并要使你的父母、弟兄和父和全家都聚集在你家中。
Also, you must have brought your family, your brother, mother. Father, together with you or your family into this house.
哎呀，这个妓女要这么样做，实在是不容易哈。
For this prostitute to do this is really not easy.
要把他们父的家到家，这个到你家干什么呢
？So what it means to have all of them come to her family?
哎呀，以色列进攻来的时候哈。
When the Israelites come,
只有在我家中才会安全。
So only in their house, they will have in her house there will be safety.
我们都知道哈。 要向家里的人传福音，有时候真的是很困难。
We know to preach the gospel to the family really is not easy.
那你还要让带到他的教会，哎呀，来教会聚会，让你的生命里面复兴啊，哇，很困难。
So you even have to bring them to the church so that their lives may be revived is very difficult.
当妓女她说要保护她的全家的时候
，When Rahab wanted to protect her family.
那么这个摊子更有智慧，好，到这个地方来。
The spies had even more wisdom told her to come here.
这条朱红色的这个救恩
，This a scarlet cord of salvation.
看到的是什么？你和你一家都必得救。
What we see is that you and your whole family, whole household will be saved.
意思是要带到这一个救恩的地方来。
Mean that you have to bring them this place of salvation.
不是说哦，我得救，我全家自然就得救。
It's not like if you're saved, automatically your whole household will be saved.
很多人解释这个圣经章节是这样：我得救了，所以我家里自然就会有人传，他就会得救。
So some people assume that if they are saved, somebody will preach to their family and they will be saved.
当然不是这样。
Of course, it's not like that.
我们看到妓女拉合的这个两个探子告诉他要到这个地方来。
We see that what the spies told Rahab.That she had to bring her family to this place.
这是一个信心的果效。
This is a fact of faith.
那一条绳子只不过是一个预表。
This is a scarlet cord is only a symbol.
这预表是什么？探子应允他们的一种信心的果效。
It represents what the faith that the spy had given her.
另一方面也是拉合信心的一个果效。
It's also the fact of Rahab's faith.
当然这个信心的那个出发点是因为耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上。
But the source of this faith is because Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
信心的来源是因为那复活的主。
The source of the faith is the Lord of resurrection.
这一个是让我们在第二章里面看到整个在救赎的一个过程的当中外邦人的得救。
This is why we see in here chapter 2 the source of salvation and the Gentiles being saved.
耶利哥城全城要灭亡
Even though the city of Jericho was still be completely destroyed
但神还是留下有那一些仰望他的人
So God still kept some of people who have trust of hope in him
第三章第十三节
In chapter 3 verse 13
这个是他们要过约旦河
This is when they are about to cross the Jordan River
过约旦河的时候给我们看到一个很重要的信心的果效
What we see here is the result of faith that they crossed the Jordan River
这个第十三节，等到普天下主耶和华约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里。
As soon as the priest who carried the ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan,
那么约旦河的水就从上往下流的水必然断绝，立起成垒。
Its waters flowing downstream be cut off and stand up in a heap.
这就是祭司把脚站在约旦河的水里。
This is the about the priests who set their foot in the waters
让我们学习怎么样用信心抓住神的话语
How we use our faith to grab onto the word of God
不是先看前面的道路能不能通
We don't look at whether it's crossable or not
而是我们怎么样凭着神给我们的信心
But we use the faith that God has given us
去走这一条路
To walk this path
给我们看到的是祭司把脚站在约旦河
So what we see is that the priests set their foot in the Jordan
那么这一个祭司把脚站在约旦河里面就是有一个脚钟
So when the priests set their foot in the Jordan means that there's a place for them to stand on
最大的祭司就是耶稣基督
The highest priest is Jesus Christ
耶稣基督他一生的脚钟
The footstep of Jesus Christ in his life
成为我们信心跟随的脚步
becomes the path of faith for us to follow
耶稣基督在每做一件事情的时候
when everything that he did
他的脚中成为我们信心的跟随
His steps becomes our footsteps for our faith
当然神有拒绝他的时候
Of course God has rejected him
那么我们在整个过程里面我们要看到我们如何跟随耶稣基督的脚中
So through the whole process we need to know how to follow Jesus Christ's steps
然后我们怎么样去走过这一个可能不通的路
So we can cross this what seems impossible to cross.
人所讲的这个江山易改本性难移的问题。
People in Chinese talk about that it's easy to move the mountain, but how people are hard to change.
耶稣基督在我里头，使我的生命里面复活。
But Jesus Christ in me make my life resurrected.
我跟随着他的脚踪。
And I follow his footsteps.
使我有信心起来。
So I may have faith.
改变我整个的生命的价值观。
Change my the values of my life.
第四章二十节。
Now, chapter 4 verse 20.
他们从约旦河中取出那十二块石头。
And Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones that has taken out of the river.
耶稣亚就立在基甲。
And so, Joshua set up at Gilgal.
这个石头是纪念。
This is the stones are for memorial.
神引导百姓的一个很重要的纪念。
This is a very important memorial for God leading their His people.
这个石头原本是在约旦河里面的。
The stones were originally in the river.
今天被搬到约旦河的上面来。
It has been taken out of the Jordan River.
这个纪念告诉我们。
Now this memorial tells us.
我们曾经死在过犯罪恶之中。
Now we have died in sin before.
主耶稣基督叫我们活过来。
But Jesus Christ made us alive.
这个是一个恩典的纪念。
This is a memorial of grace.
我们人应该不应该得到那个应许的。
Men are not supposed to receive this promise.
神却让我们过这约旦河领受那应许。
But God made us cross the Jordan to receive that promise.
这个石头是一个很重要的一个纪念。
These stones are very important memorial.
一个恩典的一个纪念。
It's a memorial of grace.
但这个纪念里面在第五章的时候。
By this memorial in chapter 5.
我们看到耶稣亚在要靠近耶利哥的时候。
That as Joshua was approaching the city of Jericho.
十三节举目观看不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀。
So he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a strong sword in his hand.
站在那个地方拦阻他是拔出来的刀。
So what was blocking was a man with a sword.
如果你在那个地方走路的时候有一个人拿起一把刀你会怎么想？
So how would you react if you come to this place and there's a man standing before you with a drawn sword?
我想你又跟耶稣亚一样，你是要跟我打仗的吗？还是怎么样？还是要来帮助我
？You probably think the same way, Joshua. Are you here to fight us or to here to help us?
一样都会有一个人拔出刀，不是刀放在鞘里面。
So if somebody's going to help, he will put his sword in the scabbard.
那么，那你是帮助我们的呢，还是帮助那敌人的呢
？Are you for us or for our enemies?
那么，当然耶和华的这个元首。不是，我是要来做耶和华的元帅。
Neither he replied, but his commanders of the army of the Lord.
那这个时候，耶稣要怎么办
？Then what did Joshua do?
我们就应当怎么办
？So what he did, we should do.
耶稣亚就伏伏在地下拜。
So he fell face down to the ground in reverence.、
我主有什么话吩咐仆人
？And asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?"
这里给我们看到，在我们在行动之前
，So before we move.
我们做一些工作的时候
Things that we're going to do,
我们必须要有神话领导
We need to have the word leading us.
我们需要降服在神的话语里头
We need to submit to the word of God.
我们把我们的意念要放下来
We need to put down our thoughts.
我们要得应许的时候
When we are about to receive the promise.
绝对不是靠着我们的匹夫之勇
It's not go by what we have our own.
也不是因为我们后面有一个很大的一个帮助者。
It's not because we have a great help behind us.
这个带刀的他说：“我是耶和华的军属元帅。”
The man with the drawn sword said, "He is the commander of the army of the Lord."
耶稣亚伏伏在地上，什么话？请你告诉我，我可以跟随的，成为仆人。
Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him what message he has for him that he is the servant.
吩咐仆人。
What message you have for
the servant? 仆人是谁？
Who is his servant?
耶稣亚。
It's Joshua.
仆人是谁？
Who is Joshua's servant?
我们。
It's us.
我们在神的面前。
So before God.
我们成为一个仆人。
We are servant.
主人讲的话。
Whatever the master says.
不是我们有多少的意念。
It's not how many thoughts we have.
我做仆人这么多的，我的经验是什么？
It's not like how many years you have served, therefore you have experience.
你的经验这么多，你要教导你的仆人主人的时候。
So if you have so much experience, you want to commend your Lord.
那可能就很麻烦。
Then you're going to have big trouble.
仆人顺服在主人的下面。
So the servant obey before the Lord.
因此我们看到这个是耶稣亚的一个面对。
This is what Joshua faced.
第六章以后，他开始要往这一个耶利哥去围绕的时候。
So in chapter 6, they went about to start surround the city of Jericho.
给我们看到。耶稣亚因为之前他碰到了这一个耶和华的元帅
It's because he met this commander of the army of the Lord
他一个认真的一个教导
And his steadfast learning
他就学习要顺从
And he learned to obey
那么第 六章十三节里面
in chapter 6 verse 13
七个祭司拿七个羊角
the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets
在耶和华的耶柜前
went before the ark
时常行走吹角
they were marching and blowing the trumpets
带兵器的在他们前面走
the armed men went ahead of them
后队随着耶和华的耶柜行
and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord
祭司一面走一面吹
so the priests kept blowing the trumpet and sounding it
这个吹角是征战跟聚集
so the trumpet is for the war
圣经里面讲到吹角的是刀具或是起来行走
So the Bible talks about the trumpet is to calling to call people or to move forward.
这个在他们旷野的当中已经很熟悉了。
So in their walk in the desert, it was very familiar to them.
招聚做什么呢
？So why are they calling?
有敌人来攻击了。
Because enemies are coming.
赶快往哪一个地方去
？Where we need to go.
那么这一些呢，怎么样子的进行呢？都有一个很重要的一个处理态度。
So how do we move forward? It requires It has a lot of details.
就去那边绕，也没有做什么。
So we saw that they seem to be just marching, not doing much.
带着兵器，也不会在那个兵器里面乱敲城墙。
So they, even though they were armed, they did not use the arms to do anything against the wall.
一面走一面吹。
They were just marching and blowing the trumpet, sounding the trumpet.
走了六圈。
They circled six times.
最后一圈，最后第七天的时候绕七次。
On the seventh day, they marched around seven times.
这个就是怎么样放弃怎么样自己的这个主权
It means to give up your own reign
第一天在绕的时候、啊、
On seven days
大家说、欸、是不是在攻击了
People say Whoa, is it time to attack
第二天第三天的时候好像才这个耶利哥城就在嘲笑他们
So on the second or third day the people in Jericho start to laugh at them
我不知道我们在这样走的时候被嘲笑的时候心中是什么感觉
I don't know how you guys feel when you march around and people laugh at you, ridicule you. You give up your sovereignty.
权柄掉出去。
You give up your sovereignty.
我不怕人的嘲笑。
I'm not afraid of people ridicule.
我不怕人的嘲笑。
I'm not afraid of people mocking.
我要走在神的道路里头。
I want to walk in the path of the Lord.
这个是第六章给我们看到的。
This is what we see in chapter 6.
当我们看到第六章真正的按照神带领的时候，最后怎么样？我们就看到这一个在整个过程的当中，我们需要等候。
So what we see through this process of God's leading that we need to wait on the Lord.
等候就是需要时间。
To wait on the Lord means it requires time.
他们很顺服，顺服也需要时间。
So they were very obedient, but to be obedient also requires time.
他们的顺服来自于信心。
Their obedience comes from faith.
信心也要时间磨练的功夫。
So obedience, I mean faith also requires the testing of time.
第六章给我们看见等候需要的时间。
So chapter 6 tells us that the time required to wait
顺服也需要时间
To obey also requires time
要不然你怎么知道你真的顺服呢
Then how do you know you truly obey
好我顺服两天
You say I'll be obedient for 2 days
有些人说我到主的面前来我顺服你两年
So some people come before the Lord say I'll be obedient for 2 years
到教会来我就跟神讲好我要侍奉两年
So they come to church and they tell the Lord
两年以后我就说哦好伟大
They feel like they're great after 2 years they sacrifice a lot
我就是侍奉两年
And he said that I've served 2 years
不知道那是你跟神立的约还是你神跟你立的约
So I don't know if it's the covenant you set with God or God set with you
顺服也需要时间
So to obey also requires time
顺服需要时间来显明我这一个人到底是不是顺服的
So obedience requires the testing of time to show truly you're obedient or not
信心如果没有成功那功夫就是失败了
So if faith is not complete then the work is in vain
第六章给我们看到整个这一些在绕耶利哥城的时候是不容易的事情
We can see that in chapter 6 that the difficulty ran into when they were marching around, or circling around the city
那一方面要等候一方面可能在人家在场在这个怎么样在这个墙这个城墙外面
As they were circling around, you can see the people probably looking over.
我不知道他们是靠近城墙多近啊。
I don't know how close they were to the wall.
太近也不行啊，人家从那边泼一个脏水下来怎么办
？So if you're actually too close to the wall, the people poured water over you.
心情不好的在那边挑衅的呢
？And how about those people who are not in good mood? They will pick on you.
挑衅的时候，我是不是也生气起来了呢
？So are you also angry when they pick on you?
所以我相信都有一定的路程。
I believe there's a certain path. I mean, there's a certain path you can go through.
那么我们要彻底对付我们生命当中的那一种老我。
So we need to thoroughly face the old self in our life.
那么第七章的时候
，So in chapter 7,
我们来看到第十节
，in verse 10,
当这里有讲到耶稣亚的一个祷告。
So you talk about Joshua's prayer here.
祷告到耶和华吩咐耶稣亚说：“起来，你为什么这样匍匐呢
？”Until the Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up, boy, are you going down on your face?"
这里给我们看到一种隐而未现的罪。
This is show us a hidden sin.
耶稣亚不知道发生了什么事情。
Joshua didn't know what happened.
他里面有一个人犯了罪。
There's someone who sinned.
影响了整个以色列人去攻爱城。
It affected their attack.
那么再来看，爱城看起来小小的，三千人上去就好了。
Because it's the city of Ai looks small, but
我们看到哈，那个耶利哥城真的不费一兵一卒之力。
So we saw that at the city of Jericho, they didn't use any soldier or any
might. 小小的爱城
，and a small city like Ai,
竟然要全部以色列人包抄围绕，然后用驱敌的方式，用诱敌的方式，你看，哎呦，好困难。
They use all ways, means, even though it's a small city, it requires the whole Israelites mobilized.
这个给我们看到当中有破口的时候，要再补起来，要再做的时候，那个是要百般的这个花很多的功夫。
So when we see that when there's a foothold, and in order to do it, it requires a lot of effort.
所以当我们在祷告的当中呢，有没有神叫你起来了，不要再这样祷告了？
So when you're praying, did God tell you stand up? What are you doing?
你要知道问题在哪里。
You need to know where the problem is.
所以祷告是让我们发现问题在哪里。
So when we pray, it's for us to find out where the problem is.
这里给我们的一个教导是祷告让我们发现问题的关键点。
So here it shows us in our prayer is to find out what the critical problems in our facing.
祷告不是这样一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。变成一种我跟神报告的事情，神还没答应我。
So your prayer don't become just continue reporting to the Lord, and that God has not answer you.
这里给我们看到，祷告就是让事情浮出台面。
So here show us when you pray, it's to for things to show up on the surface.
去修补，去堵住这破口。
It's to correct and to stop this foothold.
结果把那罪从他们当中除去的时候。
So when the sin was taken away from among them,
我们知道就是亚干在那个地方犯罪。
It's because Achan's sin.
当我们看到他们攻下这个爱城以后呢
？So after they taken down the city of Ai.
第八章
，in chapter 8,
31节到32节，我们一起来读。
Verse 31 to verse 32.
第八章31节到32
节。Chapter 8, verse 31 to verse 32.
二旦琴是用没有动过铁器的。
Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites.
读的。
He brought according to what was written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of cut stones, on which no iron tool had been used. And
yet
they offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings.
But
in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua
kept
the stones of the law of Moses, which he had written.
请问摩西在哪个地方献祭？
I ask you, Moses made an offering there.
有没有人知道？
Anybody knows?
啊，在咒诅的地方。
He made an offering in a place of curse.
咒诅的地方在哪里
？Where is that place?
以巴路。
In Mount Ebal.
他不从祝福开始，他从咒诅的地方先解决这个问题。
So he did not start from place of blessing. He started with place of curses.
献什么祭？献平安祭，燔祭。
So he made offering, a burnt offering, and then fellowship offering.
燔祭是规定的。
So burnt offering is required.
平安祭是甘心乐意的。
But fellowship offering is a free willing offering.
这里给我们看到有一种是规定好的。
Some are required.
要献。
You must make.
还有一种是什么？
What about the other one?
甘心乐意。
It's a free willing.
这里讲到什么？你知不知道？
Do you know what it's talking about?
在我们的奉献里头。
In our offerings.
有一种是规定的。
Some are required.
一种是甘心乐意的。
Some are of free willing offering.
哪一种是规定的？
Which one is required?
啊，十分之一叫做规定的。
The tithing is required.
跟你隔壁讲一下，十分之一是规定的祭。
So tithing is a required offering.
还有一种祭叫做甘心乐意的祭。
Then there's the free offering.
那个叫做奉献。
Free will offering is true offering.
我们看到 在这个堵住破口的里头。
So in stopping up the footholds,
把这个咒诅变成一个祝福的当中。
Change the curse into blessing.
可以从咒诅当中走过去。
And we can walk in the blessing.
按照这一个耶和华的规定，没有动过铁器的整个石头。
According to what is written, that we do not use tool on this uncut stones.
我们看到这一个是一个正确的一个走，这个路程。
This is the correct path.
你要你的生命里面真正的在信仰里面凡事顺利吗？
Do you want your life to be prosperous and successful?
这一个是不二法门。
This is cannot be changed.
没有捷径。
Without holiness.
没有抄小路。
There's no other path. No.
没有任何的方法。
There's no other way.
摩西这样吩咐，耶稣也照这样。
This is what Moses commanded and what Joshua also copied.
求神帮助我们从这一个耶稣雅记里面让我们看到我们也当刚强壮。
May the Lord help us from the book of Joshua when you also need to be strong and courageous.
第一个就是好好读圣经。
One is to read well the Bible.
遵守圣经一切的话。
And obey all the words of the Bible.
不是遵守圣经里面，哎呀，我就是喜欢真言，我天天读真言就好。
So it's not like I like aProverb, I just read Proverb every day.
诗篇很好，诗篇我就读诗篇。
And I like the Psalms, and I read Psalms every day.
那不叫做一切。
That's not everything.
一切是怎么样？
Everything is what?
就是那一个民数记在读的时候，那些数字几个几个几个几个，虽然我不太明白，我还是把它读。
It's also reading the book of Numbers, even though all those names and numbers, I don't know what they mean.
哎呀，这数字跟我有什么关系呢？我还是读。
If I don't know for sure what numbers do, I still read them.
接受神一切的话，
receive all His words.
这是我们生命成长的一个很重要的一环。
This is one of the very important elements in our growth of life. Let's pray together.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may You help us.
你的道就成了你的光一样。
Your word becomes the light.
使我们的眼睛明亮。
That our eye light.
使我们的道路知道怎么样开始跟随你。
So we may know how to follow You.
我们或向左或向右，
We're not turn left to the right.
因为遵守你的话语，
Because those who obey your law,
你必引导我们到底。
You will lead us to the end.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.